Girls Rock is a music mentoring program for young people that started in America about 25 years ago. And it's basically over 5 days in the school holidays, we hold a program for any girls, trans or non-binary children aged 10 to 17 to come along and learn about music. And sometimes it's for the first time. So we have workshops and presentations, we have instrument lessons. So each of the children will get to choose an instrument out of bass, guitar, drums, synth, or vocals, and they get a lesson on that instrument every day. Then in the afternoon, we break them up into bands and they have band practice. And during the week, they write a song together that they perform on the Saturday at the end of the week. So it's lots of fun, lots of learning, lots of concentrating, lots of teamwork. But yeah, it's a great week.
And how did you get involved in Girls Rock?
So I heard about the first Girls Rock in Australia, which was Girls Rock Canberra, about 4 or 5 years ago, and I applied to be a mentor at that camp, but because it was the first one, they just had so many applications, I didn't get the chance to volunteer that year. But I did in 2018, so I got to go over to Canberra and be a mentor, and I looked after a band of three 10-year-old girls called Holographic Magic. That was their band name that they chose, and I helped them work together to write a song during that week that they performed on the Saturday, which was super fun. I got to be a band coach at Girls Rock Canberra. And then the year after that, in 2019, was one of the founders of Girls Rock Adelaide, and we held our first camp in July 2019.
And how did it make its way to Adelaide?
I met Cianne, who's the other co-director of Girls Rock Adelaide, at the Girls Rock Canberra program. So we both mentored that year in Canberra. And we both kind of mentioned that we really wanted to start up the same thing in Adelaide, and I'd been wanting to do it for a little while. We ended up getting a bit of a team together, so there was myself and Cianne and Anna and Ellie. So we started the committee. So we're all founding members in 2018, and worked together over the next, I guess it must have been 9 months or so, to get the first Girls Rock Adelaide program off the ground.
Do you have any particularly fond memories from last year's camp?
Oh my goodness, just so many. There were some great moments just peeking in the door, watching young people learning how to play their instrument and sort of figuring things out. And when the penny drops, that's always a great moment for someone when they go, "Oh, that's how you do it." That's a really cool thing to see. Some of the lunchtime concerts were really awesome. Having artists come in and perform for the young people and do a Q&A. Lots of those were really excellent. But the highlight for me is always the showcase. It's so exciting and full of energy and enthusiasm, and it's just mind-blowing to see the young people that you've supported get up there with people they might have just met a few days ago that they've just written a song with together, performing it live in front of people. It's just one of the most punk rock things I've ever seen.
And you just mentioned that you've had some people do Q&As with the students. What kind of people came in to talk?
Every day at camp, we have an artist come in to play for the young people, and it would be a non-male artist. And we had people like Beck Stevens come in. We had Kelso from Camp Cope. We had Lonely Speck, Teenage Jones. And the last day, we had a mentor jam. So some of the mentors at camp got up and played some of their own songs, because a lot of them are musicians themselves.
What kind of people have been mentors in the past?
Lots of people who are involved in music in some way. So music teachers, musicians, solo artists, people who are in bands, people who manage bands, people who work at radio stations, people who are music journalists, lots of people who are, sort of involved with music in some way, but also some people who just really loved the idea of the program. They're not necessarily involved in music themselves, but they really wanted to be involved. So some people who were school teachers or mums or, just generally fans of the idea who wanted to be a part of it.
Has there been any really good success stories, or haven't started gigging or even releasing their own music?
One of our young people, Sarah Granger, has released a couple of songs, which is super exciting. And Sarah played on one of our Tuesday takeovers that we have on Instagram on Tuesday evenings, where we hand over our Instagram for a live set from a non-male artist. So Sarah was our first one this year, kicked off the series for 2020. So that's super exciting. And she's got two songs out. And Charlie Watt as well, who's, I think, from Port Lincoln. Charlie's been doing great things and super talented. So we're really excited to see what happens for all of our young people that have come along.
Is there any more plans for camps in the future?
Absolutely. We're super excited. We were supposed to have our second camp this year in July, but because of COVID, we've had to postpone a whole bunch of stuff just because of the uncertainty. So we're now planning to hold our next program in January. So the second week of January, we've got Goodwood Community Centre booked for the week, and we'll be holding our second program, exactly the same format as the first one, over the space of a week. And we're super excited to get that happening.
Is there anything that you're doing to raise money for the camp at the moment?
We just held a massive Possible campaign in August, which just took off, which is so cool. We ended up raising over $16,000, which is incredible and really helpful, because usually to raise money, we would hold fundraiser gigs. So we would showcase non-male artists and sell tickets and sell merch and stuff and raise money that way. But we haven't been able to do that this year with live music kind of being a bit shut down. The Possible was fantastic as far as raising money for us. But we're also hoping to hold an event at the end of October at Carclue Youth Arts Centre. So that's currently in planning, and we're looking forward to making some announcements about that shortly.
How can people get involved?
Well, we're opening applications for mentors in the next few weeks for the January program. So if people are keen to be involved, keep an eye out on our social media for information about how to apply. And you can also sign up to our mailing list on our website. So if you go to girlsrockadelaide.org and scroll down to the bottom of the page, you can add your email to our mailing list, and we use that to send out updates and information regularly.